From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. During a day of questioning at his confirmation hearing, Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch discussed his philosophy from the bench. We have more from VOA's Michael Bowman.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham had this exchange with Gorsuch.
In case President Trump is watching, if you start waterboarding people, you may get impeached. Is that a fair summary? Would he be subject to prosecution?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate.
But he's not above the law.
No man is above the law.
Gorsuch praised former President Barack Obama's pick for the same seat, Judge Merrick Garland, but declined to comment when asked if he agreed with Republicans' refusal to consider his nomination.
Britain said Tuesday that it would ban passengers from carrying laptops and other large electronic devices on flights into the country. From six Middle Eastern nations, that's following a similar measure announced by the United States. A spokesman for the prime minister said the steps are necessary and proportionate to allow passengers to travel safely. Earlier, the U.S. Transportation Safety Agency issued a similar ban on passengers flying directly to the United States from 10 Middle Eastern airports without offering a reason for the ban. One person who is from one of those banned countries said he understands this.
As a security expert, I think it's a right decision to have one less headache to be concerned in security-wise related to aviation. So I support that decision to have all electrical devices on the luggage, not on board.
This is VOA News. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, confirmed to a congressional panel that his agency is looking into allegations of Russian efforts to influence last year's U.S. election. Comey also said he had no information that supports Mr. Trump's claims that former President Barack Obama wiretapped his New York headquarters. The FBI is also looking into whether the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians to defeat Mr. Trump's rival Hillary Clinton. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman, and he said Mr. Trump is not withdrawing his wiretapping allegation, saying that the investigation continues. The U.S. State Department has confirmed that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will not attend the NATO summit in Brussels this April. He will, however, be traveling to Italy and Russia the same month for a meeting of the G7. Tillerson will miss what would have been Mr. Trump's first meeting with a Chinese counterpart. And that's according to a Reuters news agency. U.S. President Donald Trump went to Capitol Hill to urge Republicans in the House of Representatives to back a key vote to repeal the national health care law championed by the President Barack Obama. The president warned Republicans not to falter on the promise to repeal what's referred to Obamacare. White House spokesman Sean Spicer reiterated that during a media briefing.
I think they'll probably pay a price at home, meaning I think that you can't go promise over and over again since 2010 in the case that the member's been there that long, but at least for those who have been there that long, and at least and even the new ones, this was a major component of the last election. And I think there was probably not a single Republican member in itself who went out and talked about this. And I think when you realize the components of this bill and that the president worked with the House and the Senate to put something together that achieved a promise that was made to voters, yeah, I think there's going to be a price to be paid, but it's going to be with their own voters. And they're going to have to go back and explain to them why they made a commitment to them and then didn't follow through.
Some non-lawmakers not committed to the bill expressed concern that replacing Obamacare would leave too many poor people without health insurance. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a car bombing Monday evening that killed at least 23 people and wounded dozens more in Baghdad. The Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in Baghdad and other cities as are held on Mosul weekends. The militant group has suffered a string of defeats over the past 2 years, losing more than 60% of the territory of the country they once held. And at least five people were killed in the Somali capital Tuesday when a car bomb exploded outside the security checkpoint near the presidential palace. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.